with Madonna on KCHA, North Iowa's Best Variety. Monday morning, September 19th, it's 56 degrees downtown Cheryl City. I would like to say the fog is dissipating, but it looks like it's getting a little bit worse, especially off to our south. So, hello, extra time to reach your destination. Dense fog advisory remains in effect through 9 o'clock this morning. Well, it is the fun time of the morning show. Not that the morning show is not fun at any means, but at 8 o'clock, we have this thing called Community Conversations, where we bring in somebody from the community. And today, we are joined by Floyd County Museum's McKenna Lloyd. Good morning, McKenna.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Well, glad you could make it. Of course, we've had you in here once. You're pretty new to the Floyd County Museum director spot. I think you've been here for a couple of months anyway. I'm just going to pretend like I don't know who you are. Tell us about how you ended up in Cheryl City.
I ended up in Cheryl City for the job. I wanted to pursue museum work as my career. I just graduated from college earlier this year. I'd worked at a different museum for 2 years, and I applied for this job. I wanted to move to the Midwest, and so I came out to the Midwest, and now I work at the Floyd County Museum.
Well, we're glad you're here. So tell us about what you've been working on at the museum. Talk about some upcoming events that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are kind of kickstarting the guest speaker series that we did last year, and I say we as in I was there, but we as in the museum, we had a guest speaker series that we started last year kind of during the off season when we don't have tons of visitors. So that happens the third Saturday of the month. And so we had a guest speaker this last Saturday, and that was for Constitution Day. I don't know if you knew that, but Saturday was Constitution Day.
I didn't know that.
So we had some guest speakers then, and then we're planning on doing another one in October and November and December. October, I'm hoping, I don't have things confirmed yet, but we're hoping it's going to be something unique and very festive for kind of the Halloween season. So stay tuned for that, for more announcements concerning that. And then November and December will be kind of our just typical guest speaker coming in, and those are confirmed. So
excellent, mm-hmm. Excellent. So are all these events and activities listed on your website, or do you post them on social media?
We post mostly on social media for upcoming events, so on our Facebook and our Instagram, which is just Floyd County Museum. Yeah, that's kind of how you would find out. On our website, there's a calendar section on the website, but that's kind of, I'd say social media is a better way to find out about those kinds of things.
Social media, okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, with the beginning of fall coming up here on Thursday, is there going to be any hour changes for the museum? Or?
Nope, no hour changes for the museum. We stay open year-round. We'll be closed on Thanksgiving and around Christmas time for a couple days around Christmas, but otherwise, we are like a year-long open museum. So.
All right, good mm-hmm. deal. All right, so in addition to those events, you also have some a bigger event coming up, a fundraiser of sorts?
Yeah, so we're doing a rummage sale. We've done rummage sales in the past, and this time we're just doing museum artifacts that we need to get rid of. So it's gonna be a lot of antiques and vintage items. Before we've taken donations from the community, but we're not doing that this time. And it's happening September 30th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the museum in our parking lot if the weather is nice. And then on October 1st, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. So it's a Friday afternoon, Saturday during the day.
So it's all artifacts that actually were on display at one time?
Not necessarily on display, but they were in our collection. So They were donated to us at some point, and we have, that's kind of an ongoing process for us, is getting rid of duplicates of a lot of items that we only need one of. So
sure, mm-hmm. I'm sure that takes up a lot of space because you don't really have that much storage space there.
Well, we have a decent amount of storage space. Our whole basement is basically storage space, but we're going through the process of organizing it right now. So a lot of these items are the product of that, of having to get rid of things and kind of reorganize. So that's kind of what these items that are going to be on sale are from.
So it's pretty much like spring cleaning in the fall.
Yes. I'm calling it's our autumn rummage sale. So
the autumn rummage sale. And yep. What dates are those again?
September 30th, which is a Friday, and then October 1st, which is a Saturday. So Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, and daytime. So.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to share?
I would share that if anyone who is listening has purchased manuals from us. If you didn't know, we have manuals for combines, which is something that few people know about. They kind of know about the tractor manuals, but if you have a combine and you want a manual for it, we have those kinds of information on combines also, which we found recently. And
I have no idea.
Yeah, so you can purchase combine manuals, and that's kind of a new thing that we just want to make sure people are aware of that we have at the museum. So
you legit have everything at the Floyd County Museum.
Everything pertaining to the Charles City Oliver plant. That is our thing. So.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. So cool. Yeah, stop on by the Floyd County Museum. definitely a special treat here in Floyd County, and we're going to be joined, you're going to be joining us, I believe, at the first of the month. We're going to have to work on that to get a special day out, but nonetheless, you're going to be a regular guest here on the morning show, so we welcome that, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
All right.